and hope that she forgets what it was. You build your own prostitution, you build your own problems. That's really, I'm glad I brought this up. You see, ones wonder what we do for entertainment. We watch. We watch what you do. It's interesting.
TV.
Oh, well, we don't mind having this quarrel because we will make love later and it'll be great. BS. You may, guys, be making love and it's great. She is figuring a way to get you. Because you have just misused the one most important thing to her. And that doesn't mean that always kissing and making up isn't fun. But you better realize that men and women may be equal in value. They are not equal in anything else. Nothing else. They're both right up here, right on the same level, right on equal. And then it goes like this. You live in this world. What is it? Men are from Mars and women are from Venus or something. It's a pretty good connotation. It's a good, good evaluation. And that is what allows you to be. Look at the non-production of a homosexual couple. Let us just look at that for a minute. Ah, well, but it cuts down on overpopulation. Oh, great. You make up for that with the little unwed kids that you teach to get pregnant because they don't know any better. But let us just take two lesbians or two, what are you, gays? And they can do anything and they're not going to reproduce. So it is a non-productive relationship, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, but we are friends. Can't you be friends without hurting each other? Can you not live in the same dwelling and split the rent and be loyal friends, comrades, share your souls in trust? You don't need a physical relationship. The relationship every human being is searching for is an emotional soul relationship with somebody. And you don't get it through physical anything. So don't come tell me that these marchers out there are demanding that kind of a relationship. But that is my soul twin flame. Good. Treat it with the respect it deserves. You don't give it AIDS. Especially deliberately. You nurture it. You feed it with life, not death. And that's what every relationship should be. Every relationship should be on that level. And then all of the other relationships handled with respect and reverence for its value to all involved. And once again, I ask, what is done in the dark closet? They're the exhibitionists that will get out there and strip naked in the street and so forth and have their little orgy simulations in the street or their orgies. But they're making a statement, and they will usually have a clown face on or some costume of some kind to hide them. Watch what happens and who does what when the sun goes down and in the darkness so they're not uncovered. And this can be in the afternoon also, mind you, but what is done that is hidden. There are some things that are totally, individually private. None of anybody else's business. There are some things that are just flat hidden because they don't want to be found out. And then they try to change society to make that an acceptable behavior And there comes the clash. So no, I'm not in favor of everybody picking up and saying, I will be a hypnotherapist and I will go clean out your mind for you and straighten it around. And yet it is the only tool that is going to straighten out a lot of things. But handled irresponsibly is not good. And because I feel that strongly, I have to always make reminders, and there have been several, and there are still several, who would probably be good therapists. And attached to a pain clinic or something like that, I think it's fine. But to delve around with the kinds of brain damage that is being done through the mind control mechanisms just requires a little more attention. It's not slower. But first of all, you've got to get people into an attitude of mental acceptance for something different. That possibly what they're telling you this afternoon on that boob tube is not real. If you watched David Copperfield last night, you found that illusions are wonderful. You can bet that every flake of anything that fell on the audience last night felt like snow, melted like snow. And you don't know but what is real, do you? You do not know from looking or feeling or touching whether or not it's real. Is he capable of doing that? He's capable of doing a lot of things. And yet the mind is where it's at. The mind is where it's at. And when your mind tells you, no, hey, I'm beginning to be able to decipher the difference, and I can look at the news and I know the truth by what they're lying about, because I just know they're going to lie. There's only going to be a little bit of truth in it. And I don't have to even worry about the little bit of truth, because that'll come in when it's right to come in. I'll just, first of all, take what they tell me and I'll turn it around backwards and look at it that way first. And pretty soon your mind does that for you. You look at the news and you burst out laughing. You know that to turn it exactly the opposite, you know, a foreign government did it, then you know yours did. But you know that they did not know in the beginning who did it. The overall bunch, because they blamed the Arabs. They were twice wrong, see. And the Arabs might have done it, but you see, they didn't. But the Miss Puka did. And they were going to set it up to blame the Arabs, but it didn't sell, did it? So they had to come in with another approach. They had seen some patriots in the neighborhood. Let's kill all these with one stone. Well, all the records from Waco and a bunch of the BATF officers that headed up the Waco massacre were housed in that Oklahoma City building along with the records. And there are some investigations going on, and if those records become public, it's going to hang Janet Reno. And there were bits and pieces of information that were going to hang Bill Clinton. And that whole operation in Arkansas with the Dixie Mafia. And yeah, it does have something to do with the trade situation, etc., and the money situation with Japan. Sure does. Everything that confronts you anymore has a zillion different fragments to it. That is the confusion factor. That is the chaos faction. They don't even know themselves within the circles for a little while unless somebody helps set it up. Why do you think that now there comes another approach and ones are admitting they know who killed Nicole Simpson and Goldman? Because getting hot and they want those people picked up is dangerous. And O.J. Simpson was financing some operations in Florida. He was framed. He knows it. How's he going to prove it? He was framed and he knows it, and the damn Miss Puka has been working out there and in Florida. They need riots. They need uprising. And so to say, oh, well, are you thinking that it's the mafia? What do you mean by mafia? Do you mean the Italian mafia? Well, you better listen to some of those names. There is a major connection. But you see, you cannot say that the mafia killed Kennedy or the Secret Service. It was the mob of them who needed to get rid of Kennedy or have him bumped off to have a distraction. They work together. God's people do not. You'd rather argue over whether you are Mormon and it is right, or you are a Baptist and it is right, or you are a Pentecostal versus the Catholics. God's people, for goodness sakes, cannot work together. And it's still divide and conquer. Divide you up, get you a doctrine, take out the ones that might be dangerous. And your enemy doesn't have a problem. They have never, from day one of creation, ever had a problem keeping their eye on the goal. They wanted to rule the world of physical matter. That's Satan. And it doesn't matter whether it is planet Earth or planet Jupiter. Wherever you have a three-dimensional consciousness, where there can be a quarrel or argument over matter, that's where they preside. And that's where they end up prevailing. And they know all the dirty, down and dirty rules and games. And they don't have to change their structure of game plan one iota. Not one iota. From eon to eon. Label yourself the serpent person. And that brings fear. It always has brought fear, and it jolly well should. You don't have to be a goody two-shoes to be good. You don't have to have a boring life to simply be good. And all soul beings are born knowing the difference. Even a little child being brainwashed knows when he's naughty. He knows when he's naughty. And he knows it from the cradle. Babies start training their parents from the day they are born. They can actively participate in it then, with both mommy and daddy. Before, I could only manipulate mommy. And I guess parents then start trying to get even with the little buggers, so they start untraining them. And now you have a society where you may have a young woman still in her teens with five children and five different fathers and none in the home, and it is just sad. There are all sorts of circumstances, and it is the norm anymore. So I don't even want to hear, well, I came from a broken home. Well, poor dear. Show me one who didn't. Well, I met one 8 years ago, you know, who... Come on. And no, I am not in favor, particularly, of marriage in a certificated form. For goodness sakes, the piece of paper doesn't make the commitment. It makes you problems later. I can guarantee you it'll make you problems later. If you have a lousy relationship, don't give me the old, well, I can't get divorced because of church. BS. If you can't get along, you're doing no favor to either one of you, and less for your children. Well, we just stayed together for Junior, and look at Junior. Remember love and respect. And respect before love. Love is a misused, misidentified, misdefined word. Sex is not love. It may be inclusive of love. To allow unconditionally is not love. That is total absurdity. Well, God loves me unconditionally. You want to bet? He has a whole lot of conditions. And he's going to let you do anything you want, and he's still going to love you, if that's what you mean. But when you start talking about things that have no meaning as used, love is one. Unconditional love is absolutely another. And if you don't put any conditions on anybody who is in your circle who is also affecting you, and they're claiming unconditional love while they are hanging you, you're pretty dumb. Well, that doesn't sound like God to me, so I got out of there. What do you think God sounds like? Go hug a tree, precious, and do anything you want, precious. And it's okay, darling. It isn't okay. And that's why I don't have many friends. But I have some awfully good family. And you don't have to go out there in the middle of the street and say, hey, look at me, I have a right to believe in Hatton. Oh, for goodness sakes. That's like, I have a right to be gay and spread AIDS. Why would you do that? Why would you do it? It's like the Irish parade. Are you Irish? Let's dress up in green and go have a parade and drink beer. How can you come down now, years and years and years later, and the gays are going to boycott the Irish parade? If they're Irish, they have a right to be in it, gay or not. What is this? And how is it that it's all right for your enemy to say everything, call you a hate monger and an anti-Semitic, when they aren't even Semitic? And you are. And you shake. I mustn't say anything. Well, me too. I shake and I won't say it. Because I don't want them to come back to hang you. You did come all the way from Canada, didn't you, Wes, to hear me preach? Let's play. She's turned me off. Now's a good time. See, I have to have my timing. She has turned me off. And now I can have my fun. I think you'll want this on tape. I won't, however, yank the equipment off of the table.
Where do you want me, EJ?
I want a chair right up here. And if you have any secrets, you better just tell them now.
What, a tall chair?
Tall chair.
Mr. Regan's short chair.
That's fine.
Is there any reason why we can't use this mic?
I'm going to put it back on in a minute. I didn't want to have to chase him out the door and rip it off the table and everybody grabs for it.
All right. I'm going to start a fresh tape.